Come in.
Good evening.
Name?
Collins.
Reason for a visit?
I'm here to see my son.
Name?
Dominic. Dominic Collins.
Are you aware, ma'am, of where you are?
Yes.
The city jail, see, is quite a place for a...
A woman?
You know, look, all I'm saying is you might want to cover your nose and avert your eyes on your way to the cells, that's all.
I'm not in the habit of avoiding what's before me.
Oh, please yourself, sir, please yourself. I'll take you down.
Thank you.
You have 20 minutes now, ma'am.
It's pitch dark in there.
Why? It takes a while, ma'am. But the eyes adjust.
May I have a candle at least?
All right. Here we are. We light it off this old hot snow here and there you are. Like I said, no. 20 minutes, please.
Yes, you said. Thank you.
Ma'am?
Yes?
It's not my place, I suppose, but...
What's not your place?
Well, my missus says that it doesn't matter what you say or do, that we take the children we got as we find them, and what God wants them to be, that they will be.
You married well.
Yes, I did. You're all right there now? That's right. No, there's a small seat on the left there. It's not what a good woman like yourself is used to, but... It's
beggars and choices and all that.
Yes. Good luck, sir.
Dominic?
Mother?
Oh.
Mother... Don't, please.
I can't see you.
Here, put the candle here.
Look at you.
Please.
My beautiful boy.
Yes, Mother.
What happened to your face?
It's nothing.
Oh, God, help you.
Please.
They've been mistreating you.
Please sit down.
Your skin and bone. Oh, the smell in here is terrible. How do you... Is that all you have to sleep on? Are you not going to speak to me at all?
What will I say?
After 15 years, you don't know what to say to your own mother?
You look...
old?
The same.
The years have put height and a beard on you.
The beard? Doesn't suit me then.
It would if your face had a bit of fat on it.
I'm eating lightly these days.
A sense of humour, no less. Sitting there with nothing but the four walls for company.
I've had worse company, Mother.
So I've heard. You were always impressionable.
Not even my maker knows me as well as you.
Your maker didn't have to bring you up.
You looked after us well. Better than most.
I had to. God looks after others' children. I had to look after my own.
I am sorry.
What does it matter now if you are? Or what you are even sorry for? I can see you behind all that bloody mindedness. You're still my child. You can put away all your notions of being the hero in front of me.
I'm just following my conscience.
Your conscience isn't as precious as you think it is. Do you remember when all you wanted to know was where the birds went at night? I told you they just went to sleep, but you just wouldn't accept it. Like there was more to it. Like I had lied or I just didn't know. You crept out late at night and went to the woods. You were 8 years old. You nearly froze to death. Do you remember?
Yes.
Your brother woke up crying, saying the fairies had stolen you. He had that same look on his face this morning when I left. That confused look of anger and worry. God love him. He's his mother's son in every way.
Is Walter married? Family?
He's in love. So I suppose it's inevitable.
You're disappointed in his choice?
Love doesn't discriminate, they say.
Well, it is blind.
She's a simple girl. You know the type. But it wouldn't melt. No ambitions or designs for him. Love will keep food on the table and the wolf from the door. Never change. I love you just the way you are. Can I do this for you, Mrs. Collins, or can I do that for you, Mrs. Collins?
All right, Jezebel, then.
Heaven knows he's in for a terrible shock. I suppose the thought never crossed your mind.
There isn't a thought that hasn't crossed my mind at one time or another. All the sins and all the daydreams. It's the one you choose to ignore and the ones that you act out that make you who you were.
She still asks after you.
We were just children, Mother.
Well, she's a woman now. Tell me, did you ever kiss her?
What kind of a question is that?
False modesty doesn't suit you, Dominic. Certainly not here.
No, I never kissed her.
Because you were going to be a priest?
God, no.
Well, why not then?
Because she liked to eat wild garlic. Is she married?
Does it matter? Would it change your mind?
No.
She's not. I think she thinks there isn't anyone in the town worth making a sacrifice for. Mind you, that will change when her father dies, and he's not too far away from it by the looks of him yesterday. He can't close his jaw, even when he's not talking. He has a constant look of surprise on his face, and a drool that swings from his mouth. Oh, it's unsightly.
You can be very cruel, Mother.
She would have made a great wife for you. You can tell she's not for crossing, as sweet as she is. Did you ever...
Yes.
In France?
Yes.
What was her name?
Celeste.
And?
And it was a long time ago.
What was she like?
Like nothing, Mother. So just leave it.
I'm just curious.
She was 35. I was 22.
What happened?
Nothing.
Nothing?
How can a stranger know you so well? So well that you become afraid to be without them.
And yet, here you are.
She told me I would grow bored with her. That I would resent her intensely for making my life ordinary. She said she was attracted to my arrogance. And energy. But that attraction could not be sustained. And she didn't know what would be left when the energy burnt out.
A woman of substance.
Sitting here now, I have to agree with everything she said. I envy my brother. His simple life.
I wish that was true. And his life has been anything but simple.
Walter was always going to make you proud.
A mother can only hope for good things to happen to her children. I blamed myself for you leaving for so many years. Your teacher, Father Lee, told me you were destined to do God's work. But I didn't know that God wanted you to end up in prison. What say does a mother have against the designs of God anyway? Nobody listens to me.
Tell him not to worry about me.
God?
Walter.
That's so like you, Dominic. It's not you he's worried about.
He's working with Father?
Yes. Hmm. He was mayor of Yall just 2 years ago.
Father must have been very, very proud. Following in his footsteps.
Yes, he was.
I know it sounds trite now, but I wanted to write.
Why? To tell us why you up and left? Maybe to describe the beautiful weather in France and Spain? Because if I live to be 100 years, I will never understand how you could do that to your mother, to your family.
It doesn't matter now. It was years ago. I was another person then. I don't even know that young man now.
Well, isn't that convenient for you now? Because that young man has stayed the same in my mind for all these years. I don't know any other Dominic than that one. And the man I'm looking at now is a stranger. You left me with that young man. A kiss on the cheek as regular as any evening and off to bed. All those plans inside your head and your face didn't betray even a hint of regret. Like I was a corpse being kissed by a distant relative at a funeral. That takes some neck. And your father, having paid for your books, fussing over his ledger to make ends meet because he thought you treasured your education as much as he did. Not to mention the shame. The shame of not being able to say why you left or to where. You made me lie. You made me pretend that my own flesh and blood didn't exist. You made me kill you and bury you in the darkest part of my soul. And after all these years, you turn up. And the first time again I set eyes on you is in a jail. No son could be crueler. You were barely 19. How dare you? How dare you?
Mother?
No! Don't! Don't say anything. Tell me about France. About Spain. Tell me about the flowers there. The fruits.
You can sleep in the day and you feel younger than you were. Everything is possible. Oh, that's how it seems. And there are old Roman buildings from the time before Jesus. And castles from the time of the Turks. And gardens of unimaginable colours. Spices in the air. Silken warm breezes wash over your nights. And the fruits are fulsome, sweet, and soft. The sunrise pink. And the sunset purple. And the people shift against the light like bronze silhouettes. Barefoot. With the cool ebb and flow of the sea. Music made in heaven.
It sounds beautiful.
It is. It was. How was life in York?
More or less the same as when you abandoned it.
Mother, please. Can we not be civil? For the time we have left?
Oh, the summer was wet and winter is around the corner. How did you...
Get by?
Did you work?
After I got a ship from Yall to Les Sables d'Olon, I travelled to Nantes. I got by working at inns. I didn't make any money, but at least I had a bed and food. And that's how I paid my way. And then one day, the cavalry stopped over, and I left with them. For 10 years, I was a soldier. Moved through the ranks to captain.
I never saw you as a soldier.
I was well practiced in the arts of war.
Killing?
Yes. I have killed.
It's hard for me to believe.
It's the function of war, Mother.
Then what is the art?
Not being killed. Multiplying the possibilities of progress on one side and subtracting from the other.
I've no doubt you were successful.
Successful?
In multiplying the possibilities.
I had a lot of anger that I was able to vent in the wars. I felt invincible too. It's part of being young and precocious, I suppose, that you think you will never die. I was reckless. But that attitude afforded me a reputation. And I was awarded the title Military Governor of La Peña after fighting the Protestant Huguenots of Brittany. Imagine.
Impressive.
I'm not boasting.
Or justifying?
Tell me, Mother, do you still walk the woods?
It's not safe anymore beyond the walls. The countryside is overgrown and the furze bushes are growing wild over the paths. Some people have moved out and set up home in the woods. They live like animals. Business is poor, of course. Your father is always provided, and Walter is a good and loving son.
I'm not loving?
Are you?
I'm not good?
Who am I to say what is good?
You're my mother.
You remembered.
And that's not fair.
You don't need me to tell you.
I want you to tell me.
To make you feel better before you give up your life? For me to say it's okay, that I am proud of this martyrdom? You are willing to die for your faith, but you won't live for me, for your family. No, Dominic, that is not how a good and loving son behaves.
What kind of man would I be to turn against everything I believe in?
Please, beliefs. A belief is an opinion that can easily change. You just haven't lived long enough to know it.
Then why did you send me to Jesuit school? I was too young to know what I was being taught. What did you think Father Leo was teaching me every day while England was putting the Reformation in place?
I wanted the best opportunities for you. I didn't expect you to run off to France before you were even a man. All we did was pay for your education. We didn't ask you to join the Catholic French army or to go to Spain or return to Ireland to fight in a rebellion. Those are choices you made.
You expect me to sit on my hands and pray that it all goes away? Our country has been overrun by opportunists who have no honour, who have taken our land, burnt crops, cattle, houses and people, all in the name of a new religion. Their true doctrine is profit and power. That's the reality, Mother.
Well, God forbid that I would stop you from winning this war single-handed. You are the one that will defeat them, is it? In a few days, you will be hung in your own town, in front of your own family, on the street where you used to play as a boy. And the day after that, when they drag your body away and bury you in secret, it's not you that will be carrying the pain. It's not you that will spend the nights crying themselves to sleep. It's not you that will be haunted by guilt and shame. And when the weeks pass, and the people tire of talking about your great sacrifice, they will go back to talking about the price of bread and the weather. And that's the reality.
Jesus Christ, Mother, they are tearing down our churches, starving our children. Mother, you don't know this, but when I was 9 years old, I saw a woman strangle her own baby in the woods. She screamed at me, told me she couldn't feed it, that she had 5 other mouths to feed and that her husband was dead. She told me I had no right to see her, that I was sent by the devil. Do you want me to look away and just shrug my shoulders? I'm not stupid enough to think I can win a war by myself, but more will take my place. People will remember what I've done.
People? They're in the pubs whispering your name. Too drunk to stand, but it's mocking you they are. They believe they will pay in the long run for your treasons, Dominic. What made you like this?
I am my mother and father's son. I am them, and I am me.
What did he promise you?
Who?
That awful man, Archer.
You know nothing about him.
I've heard enough. You're not the first or last to fall under his spell.
Mother, this isn't about him. Please don't patronize me.
So why isn't he here? Why is it you? Why does it have to be you and not him?
I'm here out of choice. This is who I am.
But this isn't you. Not this. Here. You were always willful, but this is so calculated, so cold, like you were determined to die. Where is the boy I knew?
I'm not so different. I'm older.
I've loved you from afar, dreamt of you, held you in my arms like a ghost, felt my hand in your hair, on your face. I've cried silently and alone. I've seen you 1,000 times coming through the door. The boy that left as if stolen out of thin air. I've cursed you, denied you, even wished you dead so that I could mourn you and forget you. But you are there at the table every time silence fills the room. You are in your father's look and your brother's voice. It's an unbearable pain, and yet there is no feeling at all. I have walked miles just to scream your name out loud.
I need to tell you now.
I don't want to hear
it. Mother, you have to hear it. You know why I left. I have to say it because I won't get the chance again.
I won't hear it.
I have to say it.
But it's not fair, Dominic. He loved you. He had dreams for you. He desperately wanted to make those dreams come true.
His dreams, not mine.
Oh, but you are so alike.
No, 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 we're not. I would never have kept my silence like he did. He is in his house. I'm here. That's the proof of that.
You know, the day you were born, I thought your father would burst with pride. He couldn't stop talking about having a son, what he was going to do and would do, no matter what the cost. What do you know about the compromises a father has to make? You've given your life to the Catholic faith and the rebellion. Believe me, that is a far simpler path than turning a boy into a man.
He kept his silence when Raleigh was given the land. He did it to keep his business open. I was ashamed of him. Him and the others in Yall who did nothing to defend Catholics.
Oh, Dominic, how little you know. Speak to me from your heart and not one of Archer's secret meetings.
I'm not a boy anymore, Mother. I was right to leave. I had no intentions of staying and keeping my mouth shut while they brought in their people to take our place.
They have been taking our place for hundreds of years and will take our place for hundreds of years to come.
Someone has to say no, and he wouldn't.
He couldn't.
Because he had a family to protect.
You should be ashamed to mock him for it.
What about defending your family?
Is there a difference? You are in no position to judge him. Look at you, wearing your scars like a badge of honour, with nobody to care for but yourself. A father has a silent pain he carries all his life until the day he dies. A pain he has no other choice but to hide from his sons, to pretend that he is unaffected by their egos and stupidity, while he watches them fall flat on their faces time and time again.
Sometimes you have to fight.
And die?
Yes, and die.
He wants to see you.
No.
You owe him.
For what?
Please.
He thinks he can change my mind, doesn't he?
I hope so.
He could have done something, all of them could. He's a wealthy merchant, a former mayor. He had influence.
Well, none of that matters now, does it? You are doing it for him. Now, here in this dark hole, taking these beatings for all of us, making up for all our mistakes. But the irony is, Dominic, we don't want you to. We just want you home.
What do you want from me? I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the pain I caused you. I'm sorry for leaving without a word. For not writing. I'm sorry I let you down. I'm sorry for who I am. I'm sorry I'm not Walter.
Then give them the information they want for me. Come home to me, please.
Give them information now when you think they will let me go? Do you not understand these people? They are savages. I will not lie to myself and I will not sell a lie to liars, even for my life.
I don't care. I don't care about Ireland, Catholics, Protestants, war, revenge, any of it. I just want my son home.
I can't undo all of this. I can't be someone else. The candle is almost out. I can hardly see your face, Mother. Ask the jailer for another.
Finished, Mom?
Please, may I have another lighted candle?
Mom, your time is up.
Please. So I might see his face for the last time.
Oh, all right, all right, all right. But he doesn't deserve you, Mom. Now, if he was my son,
he's I'd not.
I'm sorry, Mommy. I'm sorry. Here you are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Will you see your father?
I'm a prisoner. I'm in no position to stop anyone from coming.
He might be here tomorrow.
As will I.
I know he didn't say anything, but I know he wanted to. Your brother, Walter. He would give his right arm to be back in the bedroom with you now. Down on your hands and knees, peering through the cracks in the floorboards, watching your father and me when you were supposed to be asleep.
You knew we watched you?
Always. Sometimes we said things knowing you both could hear.
So we always give ourselves away?
It's the privilege and curse of parenthood.
What is?
Wisdom over your children. And it gets worse the older you get.
Why?
Because you are still my child. You will always be my child.
Tell Walter I miss him.
He misses you. I know it. Brothers have it hard, I think. They never figure out until it's too late.
Tell him I love him?
You could tell him yourself.
Please, don't.
I wanted to...
What?
Suddenly it feels wrong to ask. I never thought I would give up on you, Dominic. The world owns you now. They own you.
I still wonder sometimes. Where do the birds go at night?
Did you ever get to catch the birds sleeping in France or Spain?
No.
Why not?
Because every time I got close, I frightened them away.
Time's up.
Say a prayer for me then.
I will.
They will give you a good meal, you know, before...
I have no stomach for it now.
Not like when you were a boy. I don't know where you used to put it. Skinny as a rake and all that. All the energy, I suppose.
I suppose.
Is there anything you need? A blanket or...
I've asked for a priest.
Of course. Will I see you again?
Mother, forgive me.
Dominic, you know I'm not your judge.
Please forgive me.
I'm sorry, Norman. Time's up.
Will you? Can you change your mind?
Please, Mother, don't ask me.
Please, Mum, I don't want to put my hand on you now.
No, no, Dominic. Dominic, tell me there is a chance you'll change your mind.
That's enough. No!
Oh, for God's sake, Dominic! For me!
Take your hands off her! Mother, please tell me you forgive me.
Come on! Come on, you Now you listen to me. That's a poor way for a son to treat his mother.
Can you tell her there is still a chance?